Sitting here with Coley and Maria from Ragana, who played yesterday at Roadburn Festival. And it seemed like a lot of people couldn't wait to see you live on stage. We're very thrilled about that. And it seemed that the audience embraced you heartfully. And how was that experience for you on stage yesterday?
It was a dream come true, honestly. A moment we had been imagining since even before we got the offer from Roadburn. Just so many bands that we admire have played Roadburn, and the hype of Roadburn is so huge. So as it was happening, I just felt it was literally just, yeah, all my imagination of it was coming true, and it was really beautiful, and the audience response was just everything I wanted.
Yeah, I feel the same. The audiences at Roadburn are amazing, and I feel like everyone was telling us that, and they were all right. It just felt like a lot of warmth and interest and enthusiasm, and it just felt amazing.
Why did you say the hype about Roadburn is so huge? What's huge about it? It's a very special festival.
People like to say biggest heavy music festival in Europe. They like throw around those terms. And I think, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm just a little... I think for us, you know, for this type of music that we make, and just looking at the Hall of Fame, which is that list of bands that have played this festival since 1999, they're all bands that we have wanted to align with, like Sun, Ohm, Wolves in the Throne Room. We're just so stoked to be on this list, personally.
When I saw your performance, the thing which was really special, because I never saw you live before, that you switching instruments. And it was like when you switch the instrument, then also the mood of the songs switched a little bit. They had another mood around. Are you aware of that? And was this switching of the mood also the idea of switching the instruments?
So we've always switched instruments. And we originally started out with Maria playing guitar and me playing drums as we practiced. But then I started writing more songs on guitar. And then as we started playing shows, we always switched between the two. And so I think it just comes from each of our songwriting styles being a little bit different. But I think it helps. It creates like the whole atmosphere of the band. I don't think the mood switching is necessarily intentional, but I think it's like a special aspect of our band where these two different but similar songwriting styles come together, and there's dynamics and switching. And a lot of times people seem surprised that we switch instruments when they see us live, because I guess the recordings sound cohesive, which is good. It doesn't sound like two separate people are writing, but then it kind of does. So
another thing which for me was kind of special is that you have kind of, also, I'm not sure if I say it right, but kind of two images. There is this kind of nihilistic approach of reconnecting with nature, and like the nature as the origin force of existence. And on the other hand, it's very politically, so that you take care of humanity. So how do you combine those two things who are a little bit in an opposite?
I think it's just a reflection of day-to-day life that we have to go through, where we witness, we're currently witnessing genocide happening, and how can we not feel nihilistic and torn about that? It's like we're living a nihilistic existence. If we're living alongside genocide, it's heart-wrenching and unable to process. And at the same time, people are living out their dreams in the same world. And that's the world we live in, and that's how we're going to reflect it.
You also had kind of, with your latest record, huge made your appearance. So there are a lot of really cool reviews about your music. What can you expect in the near future? So what are your further plans?
Well, for the first time in about 6 years, we're going to be living in the same city. So that's going to be really exciting. And I know we'll be writing a lot of music. We already have probably half of a new album written. So we're hoping that will be out in the near future. And then we're also hoping or planning to record the collaborative piece that we wrote with Drowse and performed at Roadburn. Hopefully recording that this summer. So that will be out too.
Our next album that we've already started, so Desolation's Flower, Pitchfork gave it an 8.3. Next album, guaranteed 10. Guaranteed 10.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for being here. And wish you all the best for your future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.